The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, and off we go. So, man, this broke late last night, and I'm amazed. Like, ESPN at 6:30 did their update, and I'm looking all over. This story is very, very underplayed.
Well, yes, and I think it's because, from a legal standpoint, I'm not sure. There's a guy on Facebook. It's Tony Busby.
Right.
So, but I'm just saying, from ESPN standpoint, they're just saying there's a guy who has a Facebook post.
Well, it's
I don't think there's anything official yet. That's just it.
Well, it's an accusation. Tony Busby is a noted lawyer. He ran for mayor here.
Right.
He's a noted lawyer here who Deshaun called a publicity. He's looking for publicity.
Some other people have said that before.
Yeah. No, Tony Busby is absolutely. I mean, he's trying to be Rusty Harden or Dick DeGaren. He's trying. He's a tryhard. Tony Busby is looking for as much off of this as he can possibly
in a
get.
General sense.
And in this post is for those of you that are just waking up and don't know what happened last night. And I don't know when it broke. I mean,
I saw it after 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. We started trading texts about this. Dell sent it to us. Tyler sent it around. And this is what Tony Busby said last night. For those of you just waking up and you haven't heard yet, I'm extremely proud to represent those who have no perceived power against those who have perceived power. Things are changing in this country, in this great state, and in this great city. And I feel like it's for the better for all of us. Today we filed suit against Deshaun Watson. Too many times women have put up with behavior that we all know no one should put up with. Should we make excuses for the famous or those who hold special positions or quarterbacks on a local professional football team? I don't think so. All people are equal and all deserve dignity and respect. My dad was a butcher. My mother drove my school bus and worked in the snack bar. This is knowing what I know now, my mama had more dignity in her pinky finger than most executives or coaches or politicians or famous athletes have in their whole bodies. This case we just filed against Watson isn't about money. It's about dignity and stopping behavior that should be stopped now. Stay tuned for details. Let me say this. I'm a Marine. I'm not easily intimidated. If you have any info or have been part of this, contact my office.
That's an awfully long post.
Yeah.
So why are you telling people all this instead of just doing it?
Well, he has filed suit. So.
But why are you? So what's the point of making a post like that?
Because Deshaun is going to say what Deshaun is going to say. And here's what Deshaun posted after that.
Well, because there has been. Okay, yeah. This will explain something.
Yes. Deshaun posted this. As a result of a social media post by a publicity-seeking plaintiff's lawyer, I recently became aware of a lawsuit that has apparently been filed against me. I have not yet seen the complaint, but I know this. I have never treated any woman with anything other than the utmost respect. The plaintiff's lawyer claims that this isn't about money, but before filing suit, he made a baseless six-figure settlement demand, which I quickly rejected. Unlike him, this isn't about money for me. It's about clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that. Knowing what I mean, listen, this is a difficult situation. We have no idea what happened. We don't know. Tony Busby, according to Deshaun, wanted to settle before he filed suit. Okay. I don't know the legal problem. Is that customary with people who have sexual, I don't want to put assault on it because we don't know what the claim is. I don't want to any kind of misbehavior. Is that common practice that you try to get money before you file suit against someone?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, I could
and
say something.
We have really to take Deshaun's word for it that he actually wanted a six-figure settlement.
Yeah, there's right. Everybody is. This is taking word. You know,
well, but
word
immediately Tony Busby said this isn't about money. When if he did make an offer for a six-figure settlement, then it was obviously about money because it would have been settled behind the scenes and he and she would have gotten their money. And so then the whole money is always behind the scenes on everything. So I don't know. I don't know about all that. This is a difficult situation because we don't have any idea, first of all, what happened. And secondly, we don't know what the claims are by this female. So this is going to be difficult. What it means, though, for the Houston Texans, I think this is a place where now your Houston Texans probably, I don't know, does it make you more now want to trade him, get this? If you know that there is something to this, do you want to get him out of town? Do you want to get him out of here before all of the facts come out? And if you're a team that's trading for him, you have to do your due diligence behind the scenes. Do you trade for a guy that's got a situation like this?
No, you don't trade for him until this is resolved.
Yeah. Or you know.
Because what if more women come forward?
Yeah, right. Or you know without a doubt that, yeah, right.
You just, and I'm saying that because that's the reality. You don't want to get into the situation where you don't have all the information possible. I think Believe All Women is going to be tested here in the Houston area. I think that's going to be one where you're going to see people now all of a sudden like, well, maybe not Believe All Women. And that's the unfortunate thing about all this stuff. It's the unfortunate thing about he said, she said, because somebody can also be falsely accused. I don't want to dip too far in my toe into any,
we don't have any
blame answer. Because I don't have information.
No.
Deshaun may have done something. Deshaun may not have done something. I know, about the reputation of Tony Busby. I get that. He's very eccentric. He's a different guy. Some people with the ambulance chaser and all that stuff. The one thing I found funny was that Jets fans now have decided that this has been done by the Texans. And I said, well, what's the end game? I honestly legitimately can't think of how this would benefit them. Well, because now Deshaun can't go anywhere. I said, guys, he's under contract. He can't go anywhere.
Any speculation by anybody at this point about where or anything, it's just stupid.
Well, this is, but what you brought up, though, does it this is a question you ask. Well, now what? Well, now what is that the Texans don't, if Deshaun is accused of something, it shuts everything down. Because you do have to do your due diligence. This is potentially a serious matter. Obviously, a lawsuit being filed. If other people were to come forward, if there were things to come out that said there was violence or sexual assault or whatever, you can't be a team who takes that on without having all the facts. So now you're going to have so many teams. Well, if they are legitimately considering Deshaun Watson, they'll let things run their course, but they'll probably start their own investigation. A team would if they had already been down the road of discussions with the Texans. Maybe not now because it's unlikely. The Texans don't really gain anything out of this. If Deshaun Watson were to come back and play for the Texans, we've got a free agent signing that we have to get to that's fairly important right now. But if Deshaun Watson were to come back to the Texans and say, you know what, I'm just going to stay here and we'll see if we can make it work. Well, you don't want your face of the franchise besmirched with this kind of stuff, especially if something else were to come out, number one. Number two, if you're trying to trade him, it hurts all of your leverage to get any kind of a deal done for Deshaun Watson to get maximum value. There is no, it's not really beneficial other than for people to just say, this is just Jack or the Texans. They just want to make Deshaun look bad. But it doesn't, there's not a value in that for the Texans. There is no value in this for the Texans. There's no value for Deshaun. So I think in terms of ulterior motives, I don't know that I would be throwing around the Texans were involved in this.
I know.
That's pretty reckless. I've already had to deal with it a couple times on Twitter.
That's what
this is mean. Awfully suspicious timing.
Oh, stop.
Well, okay.
You think that behind that well, they, you know that, what's the Texans already? Would plant? Get out of here.
It's already making the rounds in New York. Is it because it's in a post? It's actually on a post from some national sites, although national fan sites or whatever. It's that Tony Busby and Cal McNair are neighbors in River Oaks. I had to say, if you live in River Oaks, that's a rich part of town.
Okay, and you know what, Tony? How many times Tony and Cal have talked? Probably none, because no one can talk to Cal, because Cal just, So, I mean, stop. Anybody who thinks that this is some kind of a conspiracy or whatnot, apparently, it's a masseuse.
Yeah,
that a female masseuse. No one knows anything other than that. to speculate that it's some kind of conspiracy that it's put together is ridiculous. So stop right now. Let's before Deshaun is guilty, before this female is, you know, is a money monger, before speculating on anything, can we let some stuff play out? Can it? That'd be great.
Well, that's cute of you to say that.
Let's not be part of that. What?
No.
But you know, there are certainly implications. If I'm the Texans, if I'm Caserio, if I'm Kel, I don't want to be Kel. If I'm Caserio, I'm like, we are no comment. We are still not taking any calls. We're going to sit here. We are sitting. We're not going to back Deshaun. We're not going to denigrate this woman in any way, shape, or form. We are not going to be accusatory. We are not doing anything. You understand? Everybody in the organization has zero comment about this situation. And let the chips fall where they may.
The organization's not going to comment.
Nothing.
There's no chance they're going to.
Not even. Deshaun, we are standing behind our guys.
No, you can't do that. But Deshaun has to come out. Frankly, he needs to come out and make, in the court of public opinion, doesn't matter, but it matters. You know, I mean, in this day and age, it matters more than it's ever mattered. Deshaun needed to come out. Look, whoever, if this woman's name comes out, the hordes will get her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it works. The hordes will go after her, and they don't need to know any. They don't need to have any information. But what you do need to do if you're Deshaun is you do need to make a denial. That's very, very important. But after this, I would not say anything else if I'm Deshaun Watson. You put your thing out there, and I would not, because it also will turn into, with some people, are you going to believe all women now? You're picking and choosing which women. Oh, here's Deshaun Watson. You know, he's got this public persona. You need to put out there your denial and then let it play its course. Because if you're not guilty of any of this stuff, this is not going to stick.
No.
And my guess is based on the way this works, if there's not evidence, I don't know that this is going to stick.
Unless, well, my guess is
evidence or unless there's another witness, this is going to have a hard time.
If this is a he said, she said, that's going to be the whole thing is going to be very difficult. And we'll see if there is anything else that will come forward. The whole situation sucks. Hopefully everybody, let's all just cooler heads. Everybody wait. Let some facts come out before we all make decisions on him or on her. 712 ESPN 97.5. We got to talk about the signing. What a day for Houston quarterbacks yesterday. We will talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, Lance, Generators?
Generator Supercenter. Great, great company. Boy, if it's something that, you know, you want to talk about a company that maybe you hadn't really thought of that much and you hadn't considered, but now you are considering Generator Supercenter, and if you haven't, it doesn't make much sense. I want to tell you that, you know, I talk about the Generac automatic standby generator, and Generator Supercenter is the number one dealer in the nation. And this generator, what it does is when your power goes off, it immediately turns back on. They have smaller units that power the most essential items. They have larger units that power your whole house. They have free estimates. They have financing available so you can get low monthly payments. But they also have work available. They also have jobs available. They're looking for technicians. They're looking for helpers. They're looking for sales staff. Because it is going crazy here in the Houston area right now, because no one wants to go through what they went through with rolling blackouts or the long, you know, energy loss that we had. So make sure you go to GeneratorSupercenter.com. Whether you are looking for a generator or maybe you're just looking for some work, you could find what you're looking for at Generator Supercenter. That's GeneratorSupercenter.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 716 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. You're more than welcome to get in here. A couple of signings yesterday for your Houston Texans. The most important is Tyrod Taylor. Dale, we were talking about, we did the list, and I said Tyrod was going to be the guy, right? A couple of days ago.
I know we discussed it. I mean, you might have. It's kind of one of those guys where you're like, you're not going to be awful with him, I guess.
But he's perfect for this situation. He's perfect for this situation because, I mean, you can. Yeah, I think you run the same. You're able to run the same offense with Deshaun and Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod is. I guess I'm hoping we haven't seen him in a while because of the doctor with the injection. Somewhat athletic. Tyrod is in relatively inexpensive, and is looking for a place where he can go and be the starter if need be, and if not. We saw Tyrod sit behind the scenes, and he was just fine. Didn't create, even though that he was, I mean, how unfortunate for him that the doctor, you know, injected him and pierced his lung, and he wasn't able to play, and it gave Justin Herbert his opportunity there, and Justin Herbert took the most of it, and Tyrod Taylor still didn't sue the doctor and didn't complain and stayed behind the scenes and was just fine. Because if Deshaun comes back, Tyrod Taylor is once again behind the scenes. Now, he's going to make $10 million behind the scenes, which is nice. That's a nice payday behind the scenes. So that's all fine and good. But you got a guy that can actually play if Deshaun is not going to be here in a role that is just a Band-Aid.
What's $12 million or $12.5 million?
That's right. Not 10. Andy Dalton was 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like $12.5 million, so it's... This is a low-end starter salary. This is like a high-end backup who could be a starter. I mean, they're paying him a rate of someone who very well could be a starter this year. Very well could be a starter. So this is the first nod to the potential that Deshaun Watson will be sitting out or will be moved. This number for Tyrod Taylor, this is not $8 million. It's not $7 million. It's not $9 million. The $10 million for Andy Dalton tells you that Andy Dalton will be in competition for a starting quarterback position, and the $12.5 million for Tyrod Taylor. And that's for a team who doesn't have a quarterback. Chicago doesn't have a true quarterback. Tyrod Taylor, the Texans have a quarterback. He got paid $12.5 million. All that should tell you is, okay, we have a bridge quarterback in place. The Texans are acknowledging, basically, Deshaun may not play.
Well, at $12.5 versus $10 million. I don't know. It's more, obviously.
It's not a backup number. But you were able to get your...
No, that's obviously not a backup number, but it's a contingency number.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm not sure that means, well, they're trading Deshaun. I don't think...
No, but it's their acknowledgement that Deshaun may not play.
Yeah, no.
It's a contingency.
If you don't acknowledge that, you're an idiot. I mean, honestly. Everybody in that organization... When David Culley came out last week and said, you know, he's our quarterback for now, and everybody went, oh, my God, you got to have, behind the scenes, they're not stupid. Hey, what do we do if Deshaun's not here? Well, I mean, some of them.
Well, I mean, not that what you just said would go against everything you said about
them. Not everybody's stupid.
And is it 12.5 guaranteed or it's 6 million guaranteed and he can make 12.5 if he plays?
Is that the initial report I saw was 12. That's probably incentive based. Yeah, you're probably right.
Rappaport saying it's a deal worth nearly 6 million and then it contains incentives that gets him up to 12.5.
That's a contingency quarterback.
Yeah.
And $6 million is a backup quarterback salary.
Yeah, now that is a backup quarterback salary. So he's got a backup number and a low-end starter number.
Right. And he's a low-end starter.
Isn't it weird to have Bill O'Brien would just say, just 14 and let's just be done with it. That's what Bill would say. There'd be no structure. Just be, give him his $14 million. Come on, Jack, do it. I don't feel like screaming right now. Give me $14 million. And then now you've got Nick Cassara like, oh, well, let's do a contract like other teams do. Let's operate like an NFL team would. It's just so weird to operate like an NFL team again. Because whether you liked Rick Smith or not, I mean, when Rick was here, it operated like an NFL team. Brian Gain operated like an NFL team. This is what we saw was so unbelievably bad that, and we know how it all rolled downhill, but the Texans are now operating like an NFL team again, which I never had any doubt once you got an actual GM in the building. But they have to start making their plans now because free agency is here. So even if they want to keep things close to the vest, they can't keep them close to the vest as it pertains to free agency because this just has to get done. These are moves that have to get done.
Yeah.
So I nothing is going to happen with Deshaun Watson now. And you know what? If this thing gets dragged out or if anybody else comes forward, you can forget any movement, I think, before the draft.
Yeah, I don't think this means anything whatsoever. This means you got a plan. Tyrod Taylor can step in and he can start. So, if you do get rid of Deshaun,
actually,
and he's a Band-Aid, and you still got a good chance to lose. You still got a really good chance to lose and get a high pick, which will turn into a quarterback next year.
Yeah.
Which will be all fine and good. I mean, you know, he's quite possibly your Victor Oladipo.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no. Right? Yeah. I mean, now, he could play really well like Oladipo did last night. And holy crap, what are you guys doing? Are you guys idiots? 101, 100? Have you guys lost your minds?
Yeah.
And then they played in the last 4.5 minutes like they were supposed to.
The Rockets are closers.
Yeah. No. And so he's got a good chance to be your Victor Oladipo where you go, hey, this was a good move. Not winning any games, but you got a guy that's got a little bit of a name. Okay, good.
You're going to offer him a two-year deal like the Rockets did for Oladipo?
No.
So Tyrod's deal is $5.5 million plus incentives, but you read, six? Whatever. It's basically incentive-laden to get him to 12.5. Andy Dalton's deal is a $10 million deal plus $3 million in incentives. So Andy actually has a better deal, which would make sense from a standpoint of Andy Dalton has a legitimate chance to become a starter over there. Tyrod's is wholly dependent upon what happens with Deshaun Watson. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, you know, you guys can comment on this if you want to. I will just say for John and I, and I would assume Dell as well, it's awfully tough because I don't want to do is automatically assume that a woman is lying. That's something that you definitely shouldn't do in this. I also don't want to assume guilt for anybody. I mean, I'm still a believer in, you know, innocent until proven guilty. And I know most people there will be a lot of hypocritical people right now who will, one way or another, will now assume guilt. Where before they said, or they will not believe a woman when they said before that they were. So we'll see how it goes with people. See how you test your own consistency on these issues that have come out now with Deshaun Watson. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't have any knowledge. I have no knowledge other than what Tony Busby wrote and other than what Deshaun Watson wrote. And we'll see what happens.
What about the Texans making another signing? Not only is Farrell Brown back, which we discussed, Terrence Mitchell.
Terrence Mitchell's back.
Wait a minute. You got a starting corner from the Browns, Lance. Why with the thumbs down? He started all year last year.
At some point, you
got
to quit getting your last eight players on the roster. Like, you got 40, maybe your top 45.
Terrence Mitchell is your probably starting cornerback.
No, I know, but he's like a typically, your whole roster can't be a bunch of 40 to 53 guys.
No.
All I'm seeing is a bunch of guys being signed that are off. I'm all for tightening up the back end of the roster, but it feels like that's all the Texans are now, are back end of the roster.
This is typical. The Texans had him, brought him in. He had a stint with the Texans in 16, and they cut him, and then he goes becomes a starter for when makes $12 million with the Browns.
And 16 was actually a magical year.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is so Texans. This is so now he didn't turn into Tremont Williams, but this is so Texans and Rockets. How many guys did the Rockets waive and then bring back and pay him money? I mean, Jeremy Lin. This is like an epidemic in this city. We're gonna cut you when we can get you for next to nothing, but we're gonna give you millions when you come back. What? You could have. This is a typical Houston signing. We're going to get him for as much money as he can possibly make, as opposed to as little as we can get him for. It's what they do. 726 ESPN. 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on the show, you are more than welcome to get in here to hang out with us. A lot of stuff to talk about. Look, we have it is crazy, crazy, crazy right now with the news that came out. We'll talk about it again on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You've never seen LeBron. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. 728 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Deshaun Watson, apparently Tony Busby has filed suit against him representing a woman who is claiming some kind of inappropriateness. She was a masseuse. She's a masseuse, and apparently she says that there was inappropriate behavior. That's all we know. We don't know if it's a sexual assault. We don't know if it's sexual. We have no idea. Just so far, we'll call it inappropriate. Inappropriateness. And so Deshaun is facing this. The Texans are facing the. Now, I wonder if Tyrod Taylor signed yesterday that the Texans had word about this and said, we best get somebody now before. Because
oh,
now.
I bet you.
Yeah. They had to have a heads up on this.
Busby may have done it. It may have been. Busby may know somebody in the building. I'm sure he does. I would be quite certain the Texans had.
Yeah, that they had a heads up and said, well, before the agents have this lever. Well, you don't even know if you're going to have Deshaun. So give my client as much as whatever. Let's get this. Let's get a quarterback in here that we know we can put on as a Band-Aid in case of anything. And that's how you got to go about this. In case of anything, because you don't know what's going to happen here. It's an accusation, but you never know. And then if the plaintiff wins, then there's suspensions, there's investigation by the league office, which there probably will be an investigation by the league office regardless. It's just salacious. It's just awful. For those of you just waking up, Tony Busby has filed suit against Deshaun Watson for some kind of inappropriate behavior he had with a masseuse. 713-780-3776 is the number. Tyrod Taylor is here. Terrence Mitchell is here. A couple of signings. He's a cornerback. He used to be here. He was a Brown. He started for the Browns. And now he is a Houston Texan once again. The Rockets almost screwed it up and had the Hawks within. We're within 1 point of the Hawks with less than 5 minutes remaining. And then the Rockets went Rockets and missed everything possible, and the Hawks were able to pull away. Did they end up covering?
Oh, I don't know what the number was. I'm to the point now where I'm just too nervous. I feel like I'm sure the Hawks are a team that I would feel nervous about with the cover. It wouldn't shock me, though, at home if they ended up covering.
Yeah.
But they had a fairly substantial lead, and I remember I saw on Twitter somebody put, this is not a liar. These are actual stats. They had Victor Oladipo's stat line as of like late in the third quarter, early in the fourth, and it said these are actual stats. They had to put it in parentheses like it wasn't a joke because it look how he shot from three. Like that doesn't look like a real – that does look like a fake game or somebody, was really doing well on NBA 2K with Oladipo or they had powered him up somehow. They didn't look like real Victor Oladipo stats, not shooting a ball. So I understand that. Yeah, 12's got to be a cover. 12 with the 12 minus 12 at Houston for the Hawks, who are 20-20.
Well, they won five straight games.
It was nine.
So they
it was nine.
So they didn't cover again.
No, No.
But you're what, it's a 1-point game again. With under 5 minutes
to go. Like I said, Rockets are closers.
Are you not sweating that?
Yeah, of course you are, but Rockets are closers.
Rockets did close. Congratulations on yet another. That is of the seven. Now, that's a record-tying franchise loss record. And they've got Golden State tonight, so that record is going down in flames. 15 of the 17 games in this losing streak they have not covered.
Yeah, it's been, you know, they always say Vegas can be slow to catch up with a team.
But how are you going to catch up? They were 17-point favorite underdogs the other night.
Yeah, well,
they lost by 15. That's the only way they can cover.
They're slow to catch up with when they have a number, a power rating on a team. They can't just immediately, but at some point they're going to get this number figured out. And you are going to have to, it's going to be one of these situations where you're going to have to, come on, computer, stop opening up things. You're going to have to literally.
It wasn't some kind of thing that was
the Rockets
embarrassing.
Are
embarrassing.
The Rockets are going to be big dogs, and one day they're going to, you know, lose by three, and you're going to think, man. It could have happened yesterday.
But
then they'll have just a regular, any old Wednesday could turn into a 25-point loss. So, once again, they're doing what they need to do. Let's keep this thing rolling.
Let's go. Let's get Tom in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
How much? Thanks for working me in. You know, I remember this happened to Johnny Manziel shortly into his career. He got these allegations, and you know, we were all abuzz about it for about half a day until we read the report from the court, and it was clearly fake. They had some kind of weird text message that insinuated Clowney was involved in all this. I'm hesitant to just jump on this, but I will say this. Is there any chance this is the same masseuse that messed up Carlos Correa?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No.
I don't.
I would hope not.
I don't.
That was Carlos did get his ribs broken or whatever.
She had some big hands, that woman. Okay. I have
Ooh,
a feeling
this feels
she
like
was...
a slippery slope we're on.
She was.
Good luck, gentlemen.
Man. I don't
Blackjack dealer at the table, a crap stealer.
Anybody
all right, guys,
that can break a guy's ribs, I don't know that.
That
I don't
one
know.
Always felt suspicious too. There's been a lot of conspiracy theories around Houston. How did Carlos actually get hurt? Did Jose Altuve have a buzzer on his hands? Did the Texans intentionally subvert Deshaun Watson here? I will admit the Correa one's weird.
That,
your ribs broken by a massage is tough.
Well, anytime you hear masseuse now in the city of Houston, it's can she break your ribs? That's all.
I don't want a deep tissue. I've had plenty of deep tissue massages. They're very painful.
Yeah.
They don't feel great. They're used for therapeutic purposes. Never at any point have I felt like I think my well, it does hurt a lot, but never have I ever thought this could break a rib.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've never.
Unless it's no, I'll just save something for a break.
My
filter just kicked in.
Keep the mics off during a break. The Twitch, sorry, you're not getting nothing here.
That was a weird one. So yeah, as far as this one, I'm not gonna take your bait there, Tom.
No,
I'm not gonna get caught up in.
I don't want. I don't want to talk about Massise. How what are they now?
Massise.
Massage?
No, that's the general manager in Toronto.
Oh, okay. I thought that was also. You know.
It's just masseuse.
Goose. No, they're geese.
Geese.
Deer. It's like deer.
Mm-hmm.
The plural
they are,
of deer is deer. Or
they are,
fish is fish.
They are masseuse. No, is it masseuses? I don't think it's masseuses.
It's masseuse.
No, it's probably a Maasai.
No.
A group of masseuses.
No, Maasai. He made the trade for Kawhi, remember?
Oh, that's him. How do you say
more
multiple?
Than one masseuse? What does that come out to?
One masseuse, two masseuse, red masseuse, blue masseuse.
I don't think that shirt's gonna
that's
get printed.
It?
No.
All right.
The plural of masseuse. What is it?
Masseuses.
Lance? Is it?
Yeah.
It's masseuses?
Yeah.
I think it's masseuse.
That's not a thing.
So this is Carlos's masseuse. I mean, yeah, this is Carlos's masseuse.
Man hands cracking the lobster open from Seinfeld. Do you know that's an actual phrase I still use to this day, man hands? And I forgot where it came from. It came from Seinfeld, that's right.
Yeah, man hands, yeah.
She's got man hands!
That giant hand all over your face when she's wiping something off his face. Just,
yeah.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Which is better? She's a two-face or she's got man hands? You remember that? Where one of his girls, depending on the light, she looked completely terrible.
Yeah.
And then in a different light, she looked great.
Oh. Would it surprise you if I told you Christian Wood was once on The Rock? No, we knew that. That's another one.
Yeah.
There's just another one. That's what the Rockets and the Texans do. We're going to get rid of you, but we're going to bring
Jeremy
you back
Lin?
At maximum dollar.
Jeremy Lin?
Yeah, I said Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christian Wood, we're going to give you $41 million when you come back, when we could have had you for like $300,000. Okay, but let's give you $41 now, okay?
Tremont retired, by the way. Tremont Williams.
Yeah. Will the Texans retire his number?
No.
Well, they listed him as one of their Pro Bowl finds.
Yeah, I know. That was embarrassing. That was embarrassing. That actually showed up in a media relations
email.
Printout.
Yeah, it was bad.
Pro Bowl's the Texans found. Wait a minute. This is an undrafted free agent you brought in and cut.
The talent the Texans have found.
And we were at 6'10 doing a show out from the practice field and the bubble. And we're like, man, this guy Tremont Williams is all over the field. Like, he was ball hawking, but the Texans, and I think it was John Hoke, were just too spooked by the fact that he had a 4.5 40. You know, like, if he gets beat down the field, I just don't. Why don't you trust your eyes and look how many plays this guy's making? They cut him, and then he went off to become a Pro Bowler with another team. So,
and they took credit for it.
They did
take credit for it. Well, they found him. They found Jeremy Lin, too.
No, the Rockets did that.
Yeah.
Not the Texans.
Well, same thing. They're the same team right now. They're basically the same team.
Jeremy Lin had a great run. His best run of his career was like 20 games for a New York team. And then Rockets were like, we need that guy.
Yeah. Has his number been retired yet?
No.
He's still playing.
Yeah, he's on the Warriors G League team.
Yeah, G League.
He's playing.
That's right, because he got racial slur.
He had he was called coronavirus. And they identified the player, but I don't think they've released his name. They did find the player? Yes.
They called him coronavirus?
They called Jeremy Lin coronavirus.
All it took was one question to Jeremy Lin, and he could say, oh, it's him.
No, Jeremy Lin apparently wouldn't identify him. They had to do an actual investigation to find him.
What if that dude, that same dude called, I'm running down the court, he called me, hey, Spaghetti.
He's not going to. Well, he would probably be in some trouble, too.
Why? No, he wouldn't. No, there is zero chance.
You don't think Italian?
Hey, Mussolini.
No one says that to you.
Well, what do you mean?
No.
Well, you say it to yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes you slur yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Who slurs you?
But honestly, if that was the case, boy, you better.
I don't even think this guy's going to be in trouble now. Well, what's going
to
happen to him?
Well, I mean, considering what is happening to Asian Americans in this country right now.
I know. It's a pretty serious thing.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the video. You know, one guy was just killed.
No, one guy, you had. We're speaking of massage.
Well, what happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday?
Did you see that?
No.
Three massage parlors were shot up by the same guy in Georgia. Killed eight, Dell?
Killed eight. Six, I think six Asian women were among the eight killed.
Yeah. Just went in and shot them up. Like, they didn't catch them at any of the, I guess it was not until the third spot. A 21-year-old guy did it. And,
Wow.
Eight people dead. In Georgia, three different massage parlors or whatever. So,
yikes!
Yeah, it's
that is
there's
ugly.
A
that
lot is... of bad stuff going on with the Asian community and violence. It's crazy right now. They don't know if they don't know what his motive was or what it was about at this time. At least I haven't seen it. But it's been there's videos of people. Guy got his face slashed on a train for no reason. You see people getting knocked down in the streets of New York or San Francisco. It's really unfortunate.
No, that's horrible. 713-780-3776. With that, we'll take a break. When we come back, Laramie Tunsil is pissed, and we'll tell you why on the other side.
No, I know what this is going to be about. Time for me to tell you about time. It's not time for me to tell you. It's I get to tell you about my friends at Texas Star Grill Shop and what they have going on right now. This is something that we don't often talk about this, and it's Texas Star Grill Shop's ability to get you some of the best meats that are out there. For example, Heart Brand Wagyu. It is a huge difference maker the way that it's marbled, and this is a brisket that you can get for Easter or just for your spring cookout, whatever the case may be. They've got that at Texas Star Grill Shop. If you're looking for a grill to cook that on, they've got the Pits and Spits, the Maverick, which is one of the most well-built, well-designed, durable, and high-performing grills you're going to find. And it's made right here in the Houston area. How about the Traeger Timberline 1300 sale? Traeger's probably the biggest nationally of the wood pellet pits. Napoleon Grill, you've got the infrared grill from Saber. Big Green Egg is a ceramic cooker. John swears by his gas grill, the DSC. So why don't you get your best grill out there and live your best life today? Why don't you just go by one of the Texas Star Grill Shops and take advantage of this great sale going on this spring? They will assemble, they will deliver, and it's absolutely free to get the assembly and the delivery when you act right now. They can deliver it from any of the four locations. To find one nearest you, go to TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, here's another guy, Trent Williams, you could have had. He was sitting on the street.
Just sitting there. Well, he's sitting out. Yeah, he was sitting out.
He was sitting out.
And he was actually under contract, but he was sitting out.
Yeah, but man, what you could have got him for a song from Washington at the time. And you decided, let's give up two firsts and a second for Laremy Tunsil. And oh yeah, I forgot about Stills. But now Trent Williams signs a 6-year, $138 million. You know what that averages out to, Lance?
What?
$23 million a year. Tunsil's like, what the? I mean, so the 49ers apparently are going by the Bill O'Brien scale while no one else in the world is. Ronnie Stanley, what, got 18, 19?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no, that's a Bill O'Brien signing. That doesn't count. The 49ers
that's
said.
That's pretty crazy to me that he got that. That's pretty crazy that they didn't work off the Ronnie Stanley. But Trent Williams is, I think, a little tough to deal with from a negotiation standpoint.
Well, I guess.
Washington has had issues. Like, he went up. This dude will just, I think he's a guy who will tell you, look, I'm good at football, but I will shut it down at any second. I will shut it down at any second and hold out. So you either give me my money or I'll shut it down. And I was surprised that he got what he got, to be honest with you, the highest paid. Now, I don't know if there's any, you know, mechanisms in the contract that are available that push him to those numbers or, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's built a certain way, but I was surprised at how much he got. There's so many one-year deals. That's one of the things being talked about right now is that wide receivers, your number on you're not, what is your number on Will Fuller?
16.
Under. Receivers are getting killed in the market.
Yeah, they are.
Receiver told Diana Rossini, this is a bloodbath for receivers in the market. Like, they're just not being offered anything. And the whole, it's going to be a one-year deal. Receivers are going to be taken. I think Juju will get a multi-year deal. I think Kenny Galladay will. I think Will Fuller is going to get a one-year deal because the number they're going to offer him is going to be so low that you'd rather
what
play.
What do you think that number is going to be?
I think it'll be closer to 12. One at 12.
Wow. I don't. I think that the market's going to. I think that
I mean, he's a guy who never plays. I mean, he's always hurt anyway. Why would you give him a long-term
deal? I think idiot
deal?
Heads will prevail. They always do. There are 32 teams out there. One of them's going to be a blockbuster.
Well, I don't think they value it as much anymore with these guys because they know they're getting them from the draft now.
Yeah, but Will Fuller is
a hurt guy.
He is a hurt guy.
Will Fuller is a deep-speed guy and a hurt guy.
If Will Fuller didn't have injury concerns, Will Fuller would be out.
Yeah.
He'd
be DeSean Jackson. Will Fuller is a hurt guy. And he is a deep speed guy.
Yeah.
Just look at how the team people believe most desperate to get a receiver are playing is the Dolphins. Everyone thinks you need a receiver. They even getting one in free agency, people think they'll take one pretty high in the draft. You know what? Haven't heard really any news about it.
No.
Nothing. No Golladay, no Smith, no Samuels. Maybe that happens today, but they appear the most desperate and are still like, yeah, we'll wait. We'll see how it plays out. It's not a great year for wide receivers. Not in free agency, at least, money-wise.
Yeah. Corey Davis, a base salary of, well, $7 million in 2021 and $13 million in 22. Here's a total cap hit of 12.6 because of his signing bonus.
And Marvin Jones signed with the Jags, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got Shaquille Griffin as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Marvin Jones is a really good signing for them to go with. You see what happens. So now you
How about
Marvin.
That it's the Corey Davises, the Marvin Jones instead of the top.
Well, Corey Davis, yeah, because Marvin Jones they are taking, their agents clearly are taking certain deals. But Corey got pretty good money. They're getting pretty good money. I think it may be a matter of the guys worth looking at are the ones who are maybe going to price themselves out of it. Maybe the market is set with, hey, this is the money that we will pay you. Or you can take a one-year deal like Emmanuel Sanders did in Buffalo. But I think this is really going to be a case where teams – Will Fuller's going to have a hard time because he just – you can't find 16-game seasons with him. And people know that. He's coming off a PED suspension. He is oft injured even before that. He's going to struggle. Golladay is the one that you would expect to potentially get the most money of that group, I think. But we'll see what if that happens. Because, if you know, depending on who the team is, they may just say, why are we think we can get our hands on Waddle, Smith, or Chase, and we like any of the four. I mean, any of the three, Waddle, Smith, or Chase. If we're talking about a team that needs receiver like the Giants, they may be sitting there saying, we'd rather sit at 11 and see how the draft plays out and then maybe be ready to move up. I heard a rumor about the Giants potentially dealing Saquon Barkley, by the way. Maybe for a receiver.
Really?
Yeah. That one just came out a couple days ago.
Well, I mean,
I was on a phone call like, don't be surprised if the Giants deal
has
Saquon.
He translated into I'm winning?
Like, well, I don't like the first year he had no help.
Yeah.
And had a great season before he got hurt. That was the year he had the high ankle sprain, right? Last year he had his ACL tear. If you think it's something where he physically is just going to always be hurt, you might want to move him while he has trade value, I guess. I still think he could come back and have monster years. But what I was told by this person is that even if he has monster years, it just makes it more likely you have to give him a second contract, which teams are getting less and less excited about giving out second contracts to running backs. So, but when I heard the receiver being discussed that he would be traded for, I was like, oh my God, that team's going to, the Giants are going to get killed. I mean, Gettleman is going to get murdered if this trade goes down. So keep your eye on that. You might see Saquon get moved. There could be discussions behind the scenes. I would have never guessed that, but we'll see what happens there. I do like the combination of Emmanuel Sanders and Stephon Diggs. No Smoke Brown, but you needed to replace John Brown, who is gone, and I think Emmanuel Sanders is a good add there, along with a guy that a lot of fans don't know but had some moments last year, is Gabriel Davis from UCF. Gabriel Davis is a big wide receiver who's got some talent down the field. I'm telling you, the Bills are in position to be major factors moving forward. If they can get something out of Ed Oliver, Ed has not been a consistent force like they had hoped. That's really what they need, is they need somebody to be a big disruptor in the backfield as a pass rusher and whatnot. But I like what the Texans are doing right now in free agency. They got their, you know, their kick and punt cover teams locked down. They've got some backup safeties. The backup safety game is really falling into place. Backup offensive lineman looks really good. 1 year running backs. I mean, they're starting to put it together.
Your quarterback, you got one that year, set up.
1 year quarterback with a contract that says this is your backup number, unless it's your starting.
We need
number.
Your starting number. Well, but you know what? Contingency plan. I like it.
Got to be done. Nick's not doing anything wrong. It's just, it's a sign of the times. They're not going to spend. Bill Belichick, you know what Bill Belichick's doing? Bill Belichick's freaking out. This is the worst. This is going to go down. I'm going to predict this. Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl, and what I think is potentially going to happen in New England over the next 2 years is going to really send him out on the wrong note. I don't think Cam's going to be a good quarterback over there, and I think this money they're spending, if it doesn't produce results, this is so far out of character from what a good team would do. To throw this much money at other players, at other teams' players, is so far out of character for what New England would do and Belichick would do. I mean, he looks like the desperate team right now.
Yep. It is. It's so uncharacteristic, but it is. It's a desperation move. It's a guy who doesn't care about throwing. You know what? I'm going for it. I've got how many years is Belichick? It's got a year or two. That's it. Because he ain't going to put up with another. If they don't go to the playoffs again, he's going to be like, this is, forget about it. I had my time. I'm not going to try to. I can't compete. Listen, the Bucks just got better. Bill Belichick has to prove in some way, shape, or form that it wasn't just Tom Brady, and he's going to fail miserably at it. What they're doing right now is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, the money that they're spending. And Robert Kraft's going to be the one left footing the bill. I don't think there's any. I'm with you. I think this is a recipe for disaster. Now they are getting guys back that sat last year, but they still keep giving Cam Newton $14 million after watching him last year. What the hell were you thinking?
That was one of the most shocking moves of free agency to me.
Yeah.
What in the world? I don't. Do you think Cam is going to be the answer? And obviously they don't. And I do think, I'm going to say this once again, I believe Justin Fields could fall to them. I really do. If not Justin Fields, Mac Jones. I still think quarterback could be on the docket at number 12 for the Patriots. This is, to me, Lance is going to go ahead of Fields. Wilson will go too. Lance will go ahead of Fields. And I think you could see, and if it comes down to Fields or Mac at Carolina, it could be Mac. Mac Jones at Carolina, which would then, you know, you look at the teams after that. Okay, well, who's taking, you know, who's taking quarterback? What, it could be Denver. It could be Denver. But Deshaun, I got to double check on this because I was told Mike Lombardi is now saying Deshaun is only going to play for Denver or San Francisco.
He doesn't want to go to Miami. He doesn't want to go to New York.
Yeah, he's never wanted to go to New York. Miami, he did want to go to, but I think he knows that's over now. Unless he had a bad time in Miami or something like that. It's like, man, it's too humid here. But he's lived in Houston. I would think he can deal with humidity.
What?
San Fran's always been on the docket. Denver, yeah.
Well, good luck, Deshaun. Good luck, Deshaun. I know I just want to play there. That's it, everybody. Just get me exactly where I want to play. I know I signed a four-year deal, and I got 5 years left on my contract, and I haven't played it down of all that $27 million you gave me. But I'm just going to play where I want to play. That's it. Okay, Deshaun. All right.
Yeah, you seem like you're surprised and upset by that. Yeah.
I'm telling you
right now, I signed a deal with you, but that don't matter. I'm going to play where I want to play. Get it done.
That's all.
So you can sign Tyra out if you like.
I'm going where I know it's. I got a contract to
and
work.
What's that
here
supposed to mean?
With you, for you. Well, I don't know. Like if you're a construction and you know, if you're a contractor, I know I said I was going to build your house, but I took the money. You guys put all the down mm-hmm. payment down on that house I was going to build, but I don't feel like building that house. I'm going to go over here and build this house.
But sometimes NFL,
I'm not going to build your house.
Sometimes NFL owners are like the people Lance hires. You pay them, they do a poor job and then they dip.
That's true.
Yeah.
But then you got small claims court. Now we got big claims court. For the Texans, it's going to be big claims court.
Sean's like, look,
send me back my $5 million every year.
Sean can say, look, if I stunk it up for a couple of years, you guys would find it out on the deal. So I'm finding the out right now. Right now, okay. I'm finding the out.
All right, Deshaun. But I'm only going where I want to go. That's it.
I was given the opportunity for my no trade, so that's on you guys.
Right. But I'm not going to play. We're gonna honor the no trade, but we're not going to honor any of the money we gave you. Okay. All right.
Sure.
Yeah,
I'm okay. One out. Now okay. Get it done, everybody. Look, you may think you're logical, but it doesn't matter. Yeah. I want out. Now get it done.
Okay.
And trade me where I want to go.
Where I want to go.
Thank you.
I don't care what you get back.
Really, honestly,
no,
you could get...
Because I'm leaving here.
In fact, you can get 7th rounders. I wouldn't care. Just get me out of here.
If I wish Bill O'Brien was here, he'd get a 7th rounder for me.
That's true.
hey, crawfish lovers, listen up. April 9th and 10th, BTR Cajun Throwdown. is ready to party with you at Good Old Days Fairgrounds in Hitchcock. It's a party. We went, I think it was last year or maybe the year before we went. And I'm going to tell you, the crawfish is awesome. The entertainment is awesome. It's a lot of fun. Whiskey Myers, Frank Foster, Wayne Toops, Jamie Bergeron. It is going to be a throwdown. Friday the 9th and Saturday the 10th, April, you're going to bring out the family, activities, Zydeco dancing, crawfish eating contest, exciting kids zone. There's something for everybody. We've been there before. It is fun. BTRCajunThrowdown.com. BTRCajunThrowdown.com. You're going to see everything that's going to be. The website is great. You can add all the information that you could possibly want. It's at the Good Old Days Fairgrounds in Hitchcock. Easy to get to. It's powered by Budweiser, Mac Vibe Services, and Out to Dish Crawfish. Just fun. Highway 6 in Hitchcock. I'm telling you, it is a throwdown. That's my boy Tiny putting this on a bunch of other people, and it's just good, clean fun. You want to contact him? Info at btrcajunthrowdown.com.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.